different jobs. Like, they weren't in shops, they won't need to deliver anything more because they might have, like, robots to deliver to the houses. So there won't be a lot of jobs available then.
I would actually want to be a teacher and a professional football player because I enjoy playing football and I think it's really fun. I play a left wing.
Maybe creating dinosaurs, I'm not sure. Well, from the famous series Jurassic World, I mean, I really like dinosaurs and I know a lot about them and I probably will create them when I'm older. And I'd call it a paleo creator because paleo actually means prehistoric.
If we had a job, I think we could be doing, like, building more shops with different names. So people could get, like, different foods or toys. So other kids who don't have toys, they can get some so they can be happy and play.
I think what jobs we will be doing in the future is probably still be doing building because we need new houses.
I think what jobs might be in the future will be security police because... every time you keep on, like, running for people, it's gonna make you and your legs starting to hurt. So, but if you had, like, security cameras, you could see what people are doing, and then you can catch them, and then you can get their security guards.
I might be doing a bouncy park job. It's where you're at a bouncy park and you watch the children to see if they're playing safely.
Calverton will be like a scientist place. There might be more future animals and more homes. And the jobs might be that they might be house cutters or they might be special taxi service that people take you to explore the animals.
I would like to be a pilot because I like flying on planes and it looks like a really good job.
Shopkeepers aren't going to be in the future because robots will be like, they can just fly to your house and just deliver it to you.
I know this isn't the right thing to say, but because technology has come a whole lot of way, like bus drivers and stuff might not need to be doing because, like, technology might come a long way from then. And when I'm older, I would like to be a vet and take care of animals, like a pet sitter. I would like to take care of animals.
In the future, Calverton, I think we might have robots to, like, be our servants and stuff. And jobs, I think people might be helping our environment and saving more trees because by the time it gets to the future, there'll be barely any left.
I'd be an artist. I'd be painting what the future looks like. Probably mostly, like, blue and purple and stuff.
We're nearly there! We're on the last lap! How are you doing?
We're going to take a left down to Flats Lane.
There's no need to go to the next track, we'll just start talking now. Come on.
You'll see lots of new houses and buildings on the right.
It can be very noisy.
But watch out.
I think it might turn into a town. Because right now Calverton's a really, really, really big place, a village. It's one of the biggest villages. And, how big will it be later on? Big enough to be a town, maybe?
I think Calverton in the future might not be a village anymore because they might be building more houses, more schools and more shops.
It would change into a town and there would be more shops and more people. The people will come from all over the world.
It will look like it's going to be a city.
In the future, I think Calverton will have less screen space and more scanning robots and delivery robots and drones.
I think Calverton in the future might be more towny, not more village. towns have more future shops and stuff, like hoverboards.
I don't know how it's going to be like in the future, but I know how it's going to be like. A little bit busy. There's lots of people there and lots of shops.
I think there's going to be robot teddies that can talk to you.
Like in Calverton now, there's Asda, and you've got this beeping thing, what scans it for you. And I'm thinking that if you, when you beep it in the future, it's going to send it right to your home in bags.
There's going to be shoes that when you can stick like Spider-Man.
I think it'll be a lot bigger because there's loads of housing estates coming on, and like there's more people moving in and they're making it bigger, so I don't think it'll be a village anymore. People might be a bit worried about it because they're a little bit different. They might be like kind or mean, but it will be good because then we'll get to make new friends and meet new people, and that's always a good thing.
Robots, and they can, and you just send a message to them and they just came to your front door and they knock on it, and then they babysit.
There might be less jobs and less land because the more people get in Calverton, the more houses they'll need to build, and they'll take up tons of land.
What I think in the future what Calverton will look like is that there will be less trees and less shops.
I think there might be more shops, more houses, more schools, more food, more crops to grow, and more trees. So there might be not much land, but still enough for us to play on.
People say to me that there'll be flying cars and robots delivering your takeaways to you and stuff like that.
It might be like the houses might be a bit changed. It might be different colour bricks or a bit more taller houses.
I'll probably stay there with my family to look after them when they get older.
I think there'll be less nature, more electric cars, more roads and more shops and more buildings. Bad because we won't have like places to play in.
I think there's going to be more electric cars and not enough trees to have too much oxygen. So I think it's going to have less trees and less forests.
In Calverton, there's this bit where they're building new houses, and there's a sign that says buy, and at the end is this place where you can buy a house once that are done.
Treeless, because they're all cutting down trees to put more housing.
I think Calverton is going to be a city.
More people have to come to Calverton because, like, there's all trouble going around, especially with COVID and, like, with some wars and stuff. So they have to come to Calverton to make it more bigger.
We're heading back to the school. You'll need to cross over Park Road and continue down Flats Lane. Be really careful when you cross the road. When you get back to the school gates, you can go to the last track.